now return to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Caltas Show.
Mike Caltas Show
on 102.5 The Bone.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes.
Take 41 of The Mike Caltas Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Phone lines are open if you want to hop on. Take your phone calls. I want to say thanks again to the Bread Bandits of Sarasota who brought us a bunch of boxes and a bunch of loaves of bread yesterday.
Bunch of bread.
Croissants I've had in a long time. Bunch of bread should be the name of a restaurant or whatever. But thank you to those guys. If you're out in Sarasota, check out the Bread Bandits. Damn it, what was I going to talk about, Gavin? Oh, I heard that commercial for the I had called Peter's Pressure Washing yesterday because I need them to come over and do my pool area because there's 2 inches thick of pollen on everything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's insane.
It is so, I mean, you can't put your hands on anything. I'm sneezing. My eyes are watering. It's crazy.
There was a big thing that I read about if you have allergies to pollen, some of the different things that you can do to help you out with it. Let me see if I can find
one. Yeah, please, because I certainly could use that.
I know the big one is local honey.
Yes, that was one of the big ones. It also says make sure you shower before you go to bed because people don't realize how much pollen is on your skin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
If you're out during the day, yeah. And that stuff going
on. So you rub a little honey underneath your nose and that's how it
No, comes. You eat the honey.
Oh.
You got to put it like in a drink. Or honestly, I made some garlic infused honey.
Oh.
It's very good for you.
You trying to kill a vampire?
Nope. It's garlic is really good for you, but then the honey is for the pollen. But if you do like a tablespoon.
You just eat the tablespoon of honey and garlic?
Well, I just eat the tablespoon of honey, but if I feel a little cold coming on, I'll actually eat a clove of garlic.
Okay. Well, so they say get an air purifier. That helps. Eat local honey to build up a tolerance to local pollen. Wearing sunglasses can help keep the pollen out of your eyes. Always shower before you go to bed because, like I said, people don't realize how much pollen builds up on their skin, especially if you're working outside.
Yeah. My eyes are really bad. Mm-hmm. My eyes are constantly watering during the day.
It's funny because I had really bad allergies whenever I was younger for pollen, and then it went away for like years. And then this year, I feel like I'm getting a little bit of it back. It's not bad, but I get a little bit of it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been bad for me. Gio, a question for you. Why do you think John Travolta doesn't want to come on the show?
Because of Gio.
Is it Gio's fault?
I don't think it's my fault. It's
your face.
I mean, he doesn't do it. It's not like he's out there doing tons of press all over the place.
I know, but he's been on Drew's show.
Yes.
I am a big fan.
And then we had that woman fired who made that happen.
Not true.
I'm kidding.
I'm already getting blamed for everybody getting fired.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Last thing you need to do. He's been on Drew's show. He lives here locally. I feel like our relationship should be a lot further along than it is.
I agree. I've talked to his people multiple occasions. I think the last email was kind of giving me a subtle hint.
A little bit of the blow. Gio reached out.
Yeah.
I sent an email to Gio and I said, hey, I don't know if you know this, but John Travolta and Quavo, of all people, are going to be in town for the Gasparilla Film Festival. This would be a great opportunity to get John Travolta on the show. And he had already reached out and wrote me back the letter of disappointment.
Yeah, it was basically like, listen, John is not going to be doing any press for this. And we don't foresee any press in the next 6 to 8, maybe 10 months.
Yeah.
So that film festival starts Thursday.
Oh, so it didn't even happen.
No. Yeah, it's Thursday through Sunday.
Do we know anyone that has a film in it this year? Because wasn't that...
No, I don't want Mo to bring me down.
No.
Wasn't Mo in it?
Yeah, Mo's movie, right before the pandemic and everything got shut down, Mo's movie was in.
Yeah, so what, did they put it in this one?
No, I don't think so. I think once it's it's got to be recent. Yeah.
Well, he really got screwed out of that deal.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, not really, because some movies.
No, they put him in. That was the silver lining. He probably
nobody got to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But that's why they put him in, because they didn't have enough movie entries.
So it's the world premiere of Cash Out, the new John Travolta film. Cash Out also stars Lucas Haas is in there.
Don't plug the movie or he's not going to come on.
Sounds like garbage.
What? Well, listen, I thought maybe we could get Lucas on instead of John.
I think Quavo turned his down.
Quavo. Sorry, that's why. Told you, Gio's fault.
I just feel like somebody out there listening to the show is friends with John Travolta.
I have the actual email, the last email
what
I got.
What does it say?
It's Gio. Hope all is well with you again. Mm. Thank you so much for reaching out regarding speaking with John. Please know that he is not doing any interviews right now, nor are we planning to set up any interviews in the near future. Please feel free to check back again with us later down the line.
Can you write back and be like, listen, we're looking more for making a connection between two best bros than we are an interview.
All right. I will take a different strategy and go with that instead.
I can't believe of all the people we know and all the people that listen to the show, we can't get somebody that's close to him to say, hey, this is a guy you should hang out with. Yeah. He's a guy you should be friends with.
I think he's very low key.
I'm low key.
You know what I mean?
I'm low key.
It's not like there's a lot of people posting pictures hanging out with John Travolta around town.
Me, John Travolta, and Robert Davi will go out to dinner one night. And we'll go to Frankie's Chop House. I'll pay.
Davi's got to know him, right?
Man, I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Doesn't put me in the mix.
Reach out.
Look, they keep showing a video of sharks eating off of that whale carcass.
Yeah, it's wild.
Floated out there, yeah. Kind of cool, kind of sad, poor whale, but the shark didn't do it, so might as well get to enjoy it.
That's nature.
That is nature. Yep. I don't want to be there to see that shark in any other capacity, though.
You know, Joe Rogan made a great point one time. They were talking about something about animals and this and safe, and he goes, animals in the wild die horrific deaths.
Yeah.
He goes, animals in the wild don't die from old age. They die from apex predators taking them down and eating them while they're alive. It's not like, that bear went off and died or that deer or whatever. He just laid his head down and went to sleep. No, it's...
What animal dies of old age? I would say bears.
Gorillas?
Yeah, bears Lions. Fight, though. Bears fight with each other, or get shot or...
Mm. Yeah, a lot of those a lot of lions.
No, a lot of lions, a lot of hyenas and stuff will go after lions. Like
really?
They'll have a whole group of hyenas. Have you ever seen that before? They go after them, yeah.
But then also, like, there's one, like, head lion, and then once he gets a little older, two younger lions will come and attack him and then take his pride.
Yeah.
And they start, just taking over, making babies.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in that kind of stuff, like a guy who smokes pot, but without the pot.
I'll tell you right now, Netflix may be the best for this. They have a lot of those nature shows, and I love putting those on to go to sleep. But then sometimes I get too into it, and I can't sleep. They're very peaceful, especially the underwater ones, and the guy's voice is soothing, and they're nice. They're good. But Netflix has a lot of those.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I saw a video the other day of people that were like on I guess it's not a safari. What is it? Whenever you just go and look and take pictures and stuff. Is that still a safari?
Yeah.
They were in one of those vehicles that has like three rows of seats and has the roof, but it's open on the sides. In this, I don't even know what kind of cat it was, some sort of big cat, whether it was a leopard or lion or whatever, but came and got up into the vehicle and started rubbing its face on people and everything. Like the coolest thing in the world, but also also a wild animal. But it was crazy. But it just wanted, come up there and rub on some people and get some love and stuff. It was wild.
That's why I want a monkey.
So out of all the wild animals... Out of all the wild animals, you don't cause it any harm, and it will not hurt you at all. One time, you get to go for an hour and just play with it. Bear, lion, gorilla, what do you choose?
Would pick monkey. Although those two little tiger cubs are the most adorable things ever when you see them, but I would definitely love a monkey.
Yeah?
Yeah, that video of the one guy showing up, and the monkey sees him and comes charging at him and gives him a big hug. Oh, I'd love to play with a little
Carmen,
monkey.
What would you go with?
I think I would go like whale.
Oh,
Whale.
Like, what? I want to go underwater. Like, I just think that'd be really cool. All like, right. For them to take you around and, like if you could just, like, go in their mouth.
Hold
and,
on.
Yeah, or, like.
Go look, in their mouth.
Well, go in their mouth and, like, look out their eyes almost like a scuba.
What or, the hell?
Like a submarine.
That's like,
not how it works.
In its mouth, put my head up in the thumb.
You think you're going to go roll around with a grizzly bear? Exactly.
I'm saying if it doesn't hurt you.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
I'm saying if it doesn't hurt you. I'm not saying you can all of a sudden be in the whale's submarine head.
You don't know?
She wants to go in the mouth and look out the eye. Yeah.
Carmen, how cool would it be to have a whale come up behind you and just push you by your feet?
And you just sit on it and it just like takes you around? Yeah, okay, fine. I'll scuba dive with it.
They used to do that at SeaWorld. They would ride Shamu.
But that's
Until Shamu went crazy.
Yeah. Until Shamu decided he didn't want to be, ridden anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm on Shamu's side. I hate SeaWorld. I'm totally against it.
I don't know whether I would go bear or lion. I think a lion would be pretty cool. Like a big lion comes up and playing with you and jumping around. Mm. There's a few different guys, but there's the one dude who I guess raised a lion since it was a little tiny lion cub. And he goes, the lion is over drinking water and looking ahead, and the camera is in front of him, and the guy sneaks up behind him and grabs him, and the lion goes, roar, turns around like that, and then goes, oh, it's my
friend. Oh, really?
It's unbelievable. Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. I should not be doing
that. But that's the thing. When you raise them from such a young age, you become their parental.
Joey scared me from behind. I turned around and smacked him. So.
Yeah. There's the video of the one guy with the bear who trained the bear and had the bear would be in a lot of different films and stuff. So his nephew wanted to do, he was in college and he was doing a report about it, like, you know, thing. And so they had video of him and he's next to the bear and the bear does something like kind of moves at him. And the trainer, his uncle, knows that that's not something the bear should do, and he's like, no, whatever. And then the bear just goes, wails on the guy.
Bear remembered he was a bear.
Yeah, and they were so far up in the place, whatever, they couldn't get down to the hospital fast enough. I mean, the kid just bled out immediately.
I know everybody's seen the clip. It's an old clip where the woman sits down next to the bear and smiling. Yep. And the bear's like,
just wails.
Boxing her head in.
That made me laugh.
But have you seen the
Because
video?
Don't sit next to a bear.
She's all happy, like, getting a picture taken with the bear, and just rips her face off.
But have you seen, like, where the people, they'll save, like, a baby animal from the wild, like, it got separated from its mother, and then all of a sudden, the mother comes, gets the baby, and then they come back, and they bring their whole family, and they're just chilling
in the
yard.
Fox, I've seen crows, the one guy Deers. Who saved the goose, and then the goose flies next to him while he's out on his boat.
Yeah. One of the guys was in my Instagram reels, and he saved a baby raccoon. And then the baby raccoon's like in his house, almost like a monkey. He's like walking around the house and jumping up on the counter and getting a loaf of bread.
Listen, the Ring doorbell went off last night. There were two baby raccoons at the front door.
Yeah.
I almost invited them in.
Yeah,
They just sat there.
I had friends growing up that had raccoons as pets. Like, they got them shots and did all that stuff. They were awesome.
They're very smart.
Moose had one. Rescue one? Or that was a squirrel?
Yeah, they're crazy smart.
Paul, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Mike, you were talking about the Netflix special there on Dan Snyder. I don't know if you saw that. He put out a statement saying, I worked with people who thought I was difficult. First off, look up Dan Snyder's pool and then look at that iCarly episode a little bit different where they're all having fun with their feet. It's disgusting. Yeah. He owns a foot pool. But the other thing, too, is about Mr. Pickles, the guy Mr. Pickles there. Look what he did next for his movie. He did X-Men. It was directed by Bryan Singer. Who's known for?
Oh yeah,
who was accused of being a pedophile? Yeah,
right.
And hiring James Marsden as a Cyclops. Yeah, it's a terrible circle, and it's definitely a terrible group to be associated with. And I would keep my kids away at all costs. Thank you for the heads up, sir. Let's go to Brian. Brian, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. What's up, Brian?
Good morning, Mike. I just want to thank you. Years ago, when you were on a country western show and then some Spanish brought you out, I listened to you for 3 hours a day during all my chemo and cancer, and you were my bright spot to listen to, and you're the greatest, and now I'm healthy 10 years later, and I didn't even know you were on the air, and my TV broke in the bedroom, and I turned and I said, I know that voice.
There's now, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say that. I've met you before at Babcock years ago when you did something there. And then right. I gave me tickets for E-Boy City. But to get off, just to say, I love the annex. You used to have some guy go and swim in people's pools.
Oh, okay. And
I don't know if you remember that. And you'd get the reaction of people yelling at him, I'm going to call the cops. And you were just so entertaining. And you brought me back.
And well, good.
Yeah, and it's great. And I'm drinking that limeade like it's water. I love it.
I'm glad you're healthy, sir.
Oh, I'm great. And just keep it up. Now I listen to, I don't get to listen to you in the morning, but I play the reruns at night.
I'll take it.
That whole crew is great. And I just want to say thank you. God bless.
Thank you, brother. Good to hear from you, and I'm glad you're all healthy. Thank you for the call. That's nice. I'm a savior, Calvin. I don't want to call it out, but if it's spade's a spade, you know what I mean?
He was like, I listened to you through the whole thing and then stopped.
Yeah.
Yep.
And didn't know. Boy, I was a wacky morning guy.
Yeah. Girls
swimming in people's pools.
Zany. What's the reaction? Get out of my pool. Hey, that's my foot pool. Get out of there.
At least it was real. We didn't pretend to put somebody in a pool. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe we did. I don't know. It was a long time ago. Mike, how's the show? Good morning.
Hey, yeah, I met you at the service merchandise back in the 90s.
I'm glad I could
say
that.
Man, I love the service merchandise.
There's the one next to the Circuit City.
They're great.
Oh, Circuit City, man. Circuit City used to stink because they'd advertise something for $200, and you go in there, and the sales guy, you don't want the $200.
Oh, look
at this one, $800. And you're like, oh. Then when Amanda and I remember when we first bought our first flat screen TV, we went in. And they were like, it's $1,000. Because you don't want that. Get the Polaroid. It's $800. It's way better. And we're like, whoa, you guys. Yeah, he goes, yeah, we have a different structure now. We're not on commission anymore.
So yeah.
It's made a lot better. Mike out the show. Good morning.
Hey, what's up? Hey. I was calling. I was scuba diving in the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. And they're called minke whales. It's like a smaller version of a big blue whale. Still the size of a bus. But we were getting ready to get back on the boat, and the dive master goes, like, points his finger out there, and we lift over, and there's a mama and the baby calf approaching us, and it was the craziest thing, this humongous thing coming towards you in the water.
Oh, you were already in the water at the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
We were getting back in from one of our dives, but we were still in the water when they approached us. They were just coming to, like, check out what we were doing, but... Mm. Eerie feeling, but so cool. I got pictures of it.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine. I have this real awful fear of something giant coming from swimming underneath me. Not even if it attacks me, just the feeling of it coming underneath me. As much as I love to look at a whale, I've been whale watching before, but being in the water with them would be insane to me.
You didn't try and get inside the mouth like Carmen?
No, I was kind of scared, but like you just see this mass coming at you, and then it gets clearer and clearer, and you're like, oh my God, that thing's humongous. And then they just kind of turned and swam back out into the blue.
What if it gave you the old Jonah and decided to suck you up?
Yeah.
I guess I'd be whale food then.
Yeah.
All right. It was totally cool.
Thanks, brother. That's one of the great things to put down. I went scuba driving in the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have that in me at all. I have went to boat tour where we watched the whales. That's as close as I get. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back from break, we will play a game. We'll play a little Who's Tweet because we didn't get to a game yesterday because we ran late. So we'll do that next. It's the Mike Calvin Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calvin Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah.